Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. Idea Talks is a monthly conversation with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. For more information on this podcast and others, visit joshtice.com.
You can still be modern and edgy without making your page completely off track with what your church is trying to put out there. You don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, but you want to be true, you know, for when people come to your church and visit for the first time, you want your website, your social media pages, and your church inside to all flow nicely and mimic each other. You don't want your Instagram page or your Facebook page to be, you know, all memes and GIFs and, you know.
You want it to be an authentic representation.
Yeah, you want everything just to be true and, you know, honest.
The big idea for today's episode is that you can do it. It really is true. When it comes to social media, you can get started. And if you've already gotten started, you can get it better.
Welcome to this edition of the Idea Talks. We are excited about this episode.
Hey, this is all about social media.
It's all about social media. We have two experts in their field. On social media, the people that do our social media accounts for Southern Hills.
That's right,
no
Bobby.
Pressure. No What's pressure. Up?
Robert and Sharon Moore and Moores.
Well, first of all, her name is Shannon.
Shannon.
Oh my goodness.
It's so good that you know that. That was embarrassing for everybody. Now, I know you're going to edit this later. Are you going to cut out your own mistake?
Take three.
At this point.
So we have with us today, Bobby and Shannon Moore.
No, I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not going to let you restart. I want
Drew, you don't even know us. We've been friends for how long?
Wow.
We've been for so long.
He's actually getting red under
that beard. I don't think I ever called you Bobby before, though.
No, it's actually a secret. No one's allowed to except for Pastor and Shannon.
I call him Bobby. Sorry, he's Robert. You got to call him Robert.
My church name.
Robert.
Yeah. Robert.
the Christian Bobby name.
Yeah, they're not here anymore.
So you guys run the social media here at Southern Hills, which is might be a surprise to some of our audience because our church is a bit larger and some people think, man, well, of course you're going to have staff running that. Yes. But that's not the case. You guys just attend our church, but you guys really run our social media accounts at this point, right?
We do. He is my picture man.
Nice.
And this actually all started with your wife.
Oh, really?
She opened a can of worms. She invited me to Starbucks months ago and said, hey, I really like your social media presence on your personal account. I really want you to run our ladies ministry page.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went home and I told my husband and he was like, oh no, more social media.
I actually said, no, please don't do it, run.
So yeah, then I was doing that for months and then...
You slowly took over the church.
Yeah, I'm taking over. So then our other girl moved away. Kelsey went to plant a church.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know, so sad.
We love you, Kelsey.
R.I.P.
We miss
Cody.
You, Kelsey.
And Cody.
Well, we really not like Kelsey. Cody. Cody's okay. But they're in Oakland now starting... San Francisco.
Yeah.
Keem and Jamie in Oakland. Yeah. But anyway, they're up there in San Francisco starting a church, so we miss them.
Yeah, so anyways...
Rabbit trail.
Back on track. Kelsey left, and she was in charge of social media, and... I put feelers out there. I think I texted like 5 people at the church and said, hey, could you please tell Pastor Jason maybe like, you know, discreetly that I would really like to do social media.
Is that how it went down?
It is. Okay. I text Michael. I text Madison. I text Kelsey. I think I told
Heather.
She
wormed her way in.
I did. Yes. So I put a lot of feelers out there and I got a call from Pastor Jason, I don't know, maybe a few weeks later. And he wanted to have this mysterious meeting. And
sounds so ominous. I love
I was terrified.
I didn't know what to do. It was like 2 days away. And I was like,
It was a meeting with Pastor Fred?
No,
Pastor Fred. That's scary. That's actually scary.
I was going to say, meeting with Fred, even I get nervous.
You're in trouble.
Pastor Fred, I start immediately backtracking to all the things that I've done at church in the past couple of weeks. Yeah, and I'm like, what could I have done to make Fred mad? But no, and then Pastor Jason had given me a plan and said, do you think you can do it? Go home and ask your husband. And I went home and told my husband that I was going to do it.
Yeah, there wasn't much asking. It was kind of more of a telling thing. Like, hey, hey, bub, this is what I'm doing.
And what was your response? Right.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, because
I was actually excited.
Oh, so really? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, for our audience, like, that doesn't know Bobby and Shannon, family of 5 kids.
You got a lot going on.
Your kids, you work full-time job.
Yeah.
It's not like you
don't have anything to do.
You know, two lovebirds floating on a tree with nothing to do.
Right.
Yeah, you have a lot going on. Literally nothing to do. Right. I just sit around all day pining to do Instagram for all day. No, and I said to her, I said, well, you know, you've got a really full plate. And she just kind of gave me that look like, this is something I want to do. And if you don't let me, I will kill you. I said, okay, have fun. I take photos. So she basically then became my de facto boss, my church boss, and said, this is what I need pictures of now. Go take them. And actually works good for me because that kind of fills me up where I get to take photos and use them other than just taking them and, you know, posting them on Facebook and embarrassing everybody. She just says, okay, you go take pictures of this week and I'll use them for the social media. And
so I really love where this is going because it's almost like you're saying, when you say fills you up, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean it fills you up?
I love. I really thoroughly enjoy taking pictures.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not one of those people who likes to take pictures of like engagements and stuff like that. Like I have my wheelhouse and it's stuff like this. It's more like in the moment. You know, I love taking pictures of worship. That's like one of my favorite things to do, you know, catching human emotion, stuff like that. So I really enjoy just showing up with the camera. And I think people see me around here enough with the camera, they're less creeped out that I'm just some weirdo with a camera. And
hey, freak, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
But now you're always doing it. And so it's taking photos. I mean, why don't you just go out to the wilderness and take photos if it's about taking photos?
I do that, but it's more of my thing. I like taking pictures of people.
Yeah.
And weirding them all out. I have some pictures of you that if I posted them, your friends would probably not follow.
Hey, no, they would all love it. They would.
We sit and look at them and laugh secretly when we're at home.
We look at the pictures of people eating and pastor preaching.
Hey, if I die early, I want all of those to be at the funeral. That way it's a fun funeral.
We will make a collage.
Oh, it will be.
All right, perfect. All right.
So your passion with photography as well as your passion for social, like where did that start and like advice for right now for people that are maybe, you know, struggling to start their own social media accounts, not necessarily seeing the relevance or seeing it like a crazy uphill battle, like step one.
Yeah, this is a great question because my buddies that are listening to this, they're like, man, I got a church of 100 people, a church of 200 people. I don't even know where to start. All right. Maybe we're just church planning. What do we do?
I'll start and then you can finish because it kind of dovetails into what you do. First and foremost, you got to find somebody who enjoys it. You know, everybody wants to volunteer and serve at church, but you can't have somebody whose thing really isn't graphic arts or photography. You can't have them running your Instagram page. You can't have them running, you know, if they're not technically adept to these sorts of things. It's great. They want to help. Hey, this is awesome. Maybe you could put our programs together. You know, like if my mom said, hey, I want to do all this, I'd be like, no, don't touch. Please help in other ways. But they really need to be something. Yeah. Like they need to be seeking it out or at least something where people are interested in it. So people who have a really good Instagram account, people who are, you know, artistically talented to begin with are usually your best.
So that means you'd probably have to be on Instagram as a pastor to be checking out to see who has the best accounts in your church community. You have to be on Facebook checking out who does this well.
Yeah.
And because readily in a pastor, you wouldn't know this, but our audience would. A pastor's perspective is you might have the passion in the pews, but you don't know it until you figure it out. You have to somehow figure it out. So what I'm telling our audience to do is go stalk your people on social media.
Become a stalker and find out who's got a talent and really has an eye for it because Instagram is the big one. Facebook is right there with it. A lot of it is just so aesthetic because the attention span is so small nowadays. The big thing is to stop the scroll.
Yeah.
You want to stop, and like really see something. And that's what generates, you know, the interaction between people. It's not just, you know, posting the same pictures of your dog and then your cat and then your kids every day. It's photos with a purpose, photos that, you know, evoke a thought or a feeling or an emotion. A caption always can help. And that's kind of where she's picked it up is she's like, hey, we're going to get away from just doing it like this. And then we're going to put the time into it, but it takes time. It takes time. It takes passion and it takes a bit of ability. So as a pastor, if you're not already, you know, your Instagram is great, Josh. I have to say that. But you know what I mean?
You can't
do it all.
No, yeah.
And I'm sure every single church out there has at least a couple people who are creative, who are good at it, and who can do it. And if you just approached them and said, hey, you know, I see you've got a really good Instagram account. Would you mind helping us run ours?
They'd probably love it, huh?
I mean, my wife's a perfect example. Yeah. She was like, huzzah, they asked me.
Yeah.
But it's on top of that, though, it's engagement, too. If you see people on your Facebook or your Instagram page liking things, commenting on your pictures, like, go to them because they're people that obviously have the time to do it or that even care to do it because they're stopping and they're taking interest, like, in your page.
They should be working.
Yeah. It should be taking interest in your page, but
instead of going to CNN.com, they're actually going to Instagram. That's what they're doing. So everybody goes to something. Everybody wastes time. So now they're wasting time there.
Still on lunch. Yeah.
There it is.
Definitely. But there's so much that people can do to start.
So give us some ideas.
Like a social media page.
Begin? How do we begin?
I would say, obviously, you first still have to, like, first off, you have to have an account. You start a church account, make it very general. Start with one. Start with either Instagram or Facebook. Don't go both.
Okay, why not?
Focus on one. Mm-hmm. Get good at it.
Got you.
Get it going. Kind of build a little bit of an audience and then cross-post into another one.
Okay.
So if you have an older congregation and they're, you know, older couples or people that have older kids over 40, it's usually a Facebook.
Okay.
People don't have Instagram on the older side.
Yeah, that's good information because there are pastors that, like, that's new information to them right now. They're like, oh, okay, I've got everything on Facebook.
Yeah.
So they're only reaching 40 and above.
Yes.
Do you realize you just said 40 and above was the older crowd?
Yeah,
yes. I know. We're quickly approaching 40.
I'm still
close,
good.
Close to being offended here. Close,
I'm still good. Yeah, close. We're close.
I don't feel anywhere near 40, so you guys can all you want.
You're a child.
So I'm 2 years younger than you.
Like I said, I'm very young as well.
Child.
Yeah. So anything younger than that, like, gear towards Instagram. It doesn't have to be, you know, super fancy, and apps are your friend. Some super good simple apps. Yeah. First ones you can do on your phone, on your tablet, if you have an iPad. You don't have to have a desktop. You don't have to be fluent with Photoshop or any of that stuff. Some good examples for apps on graphics, you just plug in a picture and you can mess around with the filters or whatever you want to do. And it takes literally minutes. Canva is a good one to start with.
Canva. Can you spell that for our audience?
It's Canva.
So this app is unique where, like, it lets you, like, layer text on top of a photo. Add custom filters, that kind of stuff, and graphics, and it makes it super stupid simple. Like, it's not, you can get complicated with it. There's premium features, but, like, to use Shannon's point, it's very easy to really get going.
I mean, here we are, we four sitting in a room, and my pastor buddy over here, he's 55 years old, and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. So practically you go to the app store, you download, you type in Canva, and it'll come up, you download that, and it's so simple, you can walk you right through it, how to upload a picture to it, how to add text, and how to create that.
Yeah, you can create a custom picture out of a template, and it's unique to you. You can make it, like Drew said, as complicated as you want. You can add as many layers on top of it as you want. You can keep it as basic as you want. Nope. But it's polished, and it's not like you just threw a picture on the internet. Unfiltered or unedited. Another one, if you want to get a little bit more on the moderate side, is Procreate. Mm-hmm. Procreate is another one. It's really, really good. It's easy, but it has more manual editing features. But it does the same thing. You can add filters. You can add text. You can do pretty much whatever you want. The only thing it doesn't have are the templates. It's more for, like, an editing purpose.
So, like, an example of this recently, if you visit, like, our Southern Hills page, there are certain images that are up there that have been modified with, like, painting type artifacts, like, or, you know, Jason's singing a song and there's, like, musical notes over his head and then, like, there's lyrics to the song, or there's a church building picture and there's, like, an emphasis of the sun or something like that. The artistic strokes and, like, brush strokes and that kind of stuff on top of the photo are all done with, like, Procreate. It's just another way to kind of, like, again, not just post a generic photo up there, but kind of give it some life and personality.
It's something that I would really suggest even right now while you're sitting there and you're listening to this. If you're off to the side of the road, pull out your phone, pull it up on your desktop and go to Instagram and check out Southern Hills LV, Southern Hills LV. And you can get a great visual of what we're talking about. You're going to see a campaign that they just did up to our 15th year anniversary service that really helped promote our 15th anniversary service to have an incredible crowd here, a record-breaking crowd for an anniversary service for us that was 15 days out. And these are the type of things. But when you're talking about it and you're looking at the Instagram account itself, you can see what you're talking about. There's several layers. It's beautiful. There's a real aesthetic with Instagram in comparison to other social media platforms. Wouldn't you say?
I think Instagram is definitely more visual than Facebook, which is why I think it relates better to the younger crowd. It's more visual. You can make things your own. You can make things pretty. Whereas Facebook is more engagement and comments. Yeah. And you have a lot more community type feel with Facebook.
I feel like we have like a hive mind. I was about to say community, and she goes, there's more community in Facebook. Like, stop this.
You guys have been together a very long time.
It is the truth, though. Instagram is just purely aesthetic, visual, pretty pictures, things that catch the eye. It's, you know, what shiny object comes up next on the screen. And the trick is to stop that from the person going to the next and to really look at and engage with what you put up. And the anniversary one was great. It wouldn't just be, hey, here's a picture of, you know, of our worship team. It's like, hey guys, this is our worship team. They're going to bring it this weekend. What's your favorite worship song? And then like it blew up. It was like 20 comments.
No, that's a fascinating thing. You guys are constantly doing that. You're asking questions on social media and the comments themselves have just been incredible. I mean, how do you go about doing that?
You have to. She actually stays awake like way longer than I do. And I'm like, come to bed. She's like, no, I need to figure out what I'm going to ask these people.
No, my post isn't ready for
so
tomorrow.
So there's a lot of thought process going into. Yeah.
There is, but it's, not I want to say it's more the thought and then the picture. Mm. Especially for the 15th anniversary, I had Pastor Jason actually had this idea to do the 15-day countdown, and I kind of like grew it a little bit from there. He wanted to do the 15-day countdown, but he wasn't sure. He wanted to make it like a grid. You see those fancy grids with like the overlay with the 15. It makes a 15 when all your posts are done.
But
we were doing it on such a short amount of time. I said, I don't think we can do it that fast because that takes a long time to do that one template. So just on the fly, we said, why don't we just, we'll use Canva and we'll kind of move it back and forth between Canva and Procreate and get all of our ducks in a row. And
there was a concept behind it from the beginning, though. She kind of had an idea of what she wanted to use each of her pictures for. And it was some simple things were just, you know, expressing gratitude for the ushers.
Yeah.
I need to take pictures of ushers. I'm like, for what? Yeah. She's like, and now go take pictures of cups. I'm like, why am I doing this? And then, you know, take pictures of this. I'm like, oh,
then you'll see.
This doesn't
you'll
make any
see.
Sense. But there she already is... had a concept. So the concept came before the photos.
That makes a lot of sense.
And there's a couple where she's like, make sure you take like a handful of photos because if you take a bad one, I'm like, I don't, what? But it was true where she had a certain feel she wanted to go with the idea in her head. So the concept actually came before the photos. And then she was able to work with the photos to make it happen. But each and every one of those posts leading up to it, she actually had a list written down. And it was like, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to try to get at. And, you know, and if it was interactive with, you know, the people on Instagram, you know, this is what I'm going for. And, you know, particularly, again, like the song one was the one that just made me kind of laugh. I was like, that's got like 28 comments.
Yeah.
Like 28 comments on an Instagram post for a church is like unheard of, you know.
Right, yeah.
Unless you're one of the giant churches.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
For us, I mean, I was like, wow, who are these people?
Yeah, it's great, which means they're going to be interacting in the future. They're going to be looking out for those posts.
Unless you don't play the song they requested that we play, and they're never
coming
back again.
They're never coming back again.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my pastor friend. He's looking and saying, okay, I'm going to start the account. I figured out how to do it. I even have Canva. I'm going to get it started, and then I'm going to find somebody to take it for me and take it to the next level. Where do they go from there?
Basically, once you find that person, you might go through a few people. Just have a couple people take over and see if they can get what you want for your page. It has to be a feel and it has to flow with your church. Like I would never post anything of, you know, something that did not represent our church. It has to be something that is either seen every day at church or it can't be totally out of.
So you can't be posting pictures of your cat on the church.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha. Not that.
Shared vision.
Yeah.
And it needs to tonally fit with how your church is. That makes a lot of sense.
It's almost like a church personality. Like it has to fit and it has to flow nicely. You want your page. I'm very picky about what I post anywhere, but especially on the church page, because people are going to see that, and people that we don't necessarily know or people that don't necessarily come to our church that are looking for a church and they see some crazy picture and they're like, I don't know about those people. I don't think I want to go there. So you have to keep like a good flow going. So you definitely want somebody who can stay within boundaries, but work creatively.
I think, and you could probably speak to this because you kind of have to know your audience. If you've got a really young hip audience where right. the, you know, the younger crowd. We've been to a church where they're all in their 20s and we're looking around like we're the old people. We're like, what's going on here? Their Instagram page is geared towards yes. the younger crowd.
It's, yeah, yeah.
The ripped up jeans and you're like, who are these humans? And you couldn't do that though if you have an older congregation because yeah, you'd yeah. be like,
it might be so very so different from what the church. Right. Yeah,
you absolutely have to.
You know, the same thing is true. We talk about that when it comes to websites at our Idea Days and okay. Idea Nights. We talk about the fact that if your website looks in a way that your church does not, it's going to be very, very shocking. So somebody looks at your website and it has a feel, it has a tone, it has a look,
right.
even the not just the photographs, but how it's designed. If they show up and it doesn't fit that, it really is going to be jarring. And so whatever you possibly can do, number one, is make your church as good as possible, right? Make right. it look as nice as possible. But then tonally, it should look that way. So if it's a more conservative church, your social media may look a little bit more conservative. If it's more of a younger church, it needs to look a little bit younger. And it needs to somewhat mirror that. Now, I will say, as a leader in the church, as one of the pastors, you may want to help the church go a certain direction, but you want to do that slowly. So like we said, if it's an older, more conservative church, it's not ripped up jeans and mohawks the next day, right?
Yeah.
But you may be a little bit more progressive and a little bit more aggressive in your social media, but not so far out that you disengage from your actual audience. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I think you can still be modern and edgy without making your page completely off track with what your church is trying to put out there.
Yeah.
Or uncomfortable.
Yeah. You don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, but you want to be true, you know, for when people come to your church and visit for the first time, you want your website, your social media pages, and your church inside to all flow nicely and mimic each other. You don't want, you know, your Instagram page or your Facebook page to be, you know, all memes and gifts yeah. and, you know.
You want it to be an authentic representation of
yeah,
you.
You yeah. want everything just to be true and you know, honest, yeah. I guess.
So we talked a few about tools, yes. somewhat about like how to get started. Like, what about strategy? So like once you start.
Once you start, you can't stop. it's a moving train and you need to stay. Once you start posting and get this plan, write it all down. I take, what would you say, Bobby? Like once a week, once every 2 weeks, I take about 3 or 4 hours and I go to a Starbucks and I take all my technology with me and a notebook. And I just start kind of creating these graphics, or I go through the pictures that he's taken the week before and I kind of filter through them best I can and try to get my plan for the week. So I'm like, all right, I want one graphic that's a question because I need to engage my audience. I want one picture that's of pastor preaching and I want like a quote on the graphic. I want one picture that's, or one graphic that's just maybe a representation of scripture. And you've got to make those kind of mesh together. And I personally like my posts to be different for every sermon. So like we have one coming up, No Filter. Those ones are starting to be posted now and you can kind of get a feel for what I'm going for on there. Yeah. But there's black and white and then there's a completely polar opposite photo layered in with it. So it goes along with the sermon series graphic. I want everything to
themed.
Yeah, be a theme for every sermon series. So you got to have a plan a couple weeks ahead. And I would say build a library best you can.
In addition to that, and I know you said it first when we got started, the consistency. It's not just consistency about posting in general, because that's true. You have to keep posting and you will see a big drop off if you are posting every single day for, let's say, 2 weeks in a row. You post every single day and then you go 2-3 days without posting. When you pick it back up, you'll notice there's been a drop-off in engagement. There's going to be a drop-off in likes. There'll be a drop-off in follows. It really is like a snowball rolling downhill. Mm. Instagram in particular is like a giant snowball rolling downhill. You have to stay on it. You have to keep going, which is why planning and staying ahead of it is so important and so key. A lot of times you hear about the thing called the algorithm. everybody tries to figure out the Instagram algorithm. The problem is when you try to figure out the algorithm, it's all about just getting likes, and Instagram is really rampant with just bot accounts and like stuff that's like automatically liking your photos. And it might not actually be a church member. It might be somebody from some foreign country that's, you know, it's a bot of some sort just floating around Instagram liking all kinds of random photos.
Which helps nobody,
right? Because you want genuine, true engagement from followers or people who are interested in your church or in your city or, you know, want to follow you online. People will Google, you know, engagement, and they'll stumble upon the rabbit hole that is the algorithm. And if I could tell people, don't worry about the algorithm, worry about your consistency. There are better times and better days. There are graphs that say, you know, Saturdays at this time is a better time, particularly because of the habits of your audience. But you can't take those as, you know, solid truths for everybody, because, you know, if most of your audience is on the West Coast, you know, posting at midnight on the West Coast does you no good, you know, whereas, you know, so you have to think about when the people that you want to engage with are going to be online. People, when they, you know, they typically check their phone in the morning, at lunch, and then before they go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, so usually between dinner time, and bedtime usually is a good time. I think the weird thing was like Tuesdays at like 6:30 and like Wednesdays at 7 for months probably for years was one of the best times to post. And then it was like Friday at like 1 because people are like not working anymore. Right. It's like Friday, I'm mailing them 1 o'clock, I'm going to go on Instagram.
And on Sundays.
Well, Sundays after
around
church.
Dinner time, because everybody takes Sunday afternoon naps.
There you go.
Then they wake up.
I don't know what a nap is, but they're fantastic.
Where you fall asleep in the middle of the day. Hey, I want us to get some concluding thoughts from you all before we close out. The most important things, I want to bring up two practical points that I know our audience may be interested in. And number one is when you do start getting people to follow your church's page or your own personal page, whatever it is, you need to be following them back. One of the ways in which you can really increase your followership is if you're following the people that are in your church. And so you're going out and looking for them, you see them liking stuff, then making sure that you're actually interacting as well. And you as a personal pastor should be involved with social media, even though it may not be your own church's account, you've got your own. The second thing is, you'll notice when Shannon discussed going out for a few hours on set, whatever day it was, and planning out that week's social media, you'll notice that I wasn't in that meeting. You notice that Heather wasn't in that meeting. There's nobody there. And you say, boy, I'd love for somebody to do that. And one of the things I want to challenge pastors about is we are control freaks, and we feel like we have to make sure if there's going to be a post on Wednesday that I've seen that before. You gotta let it go. You have to. This goes back to a theme in our podcast, control or growth. Do you want it to grow or do you want to control it? If you want to control it, it won't grow. There are going to be posts made that maybe wasn't your favorite. Fine, get over it and move on. Get some people around you that you can trust and that you love, and more importantly, that trust you and love you, because if you do need to correct something later, you can, and they still are for you and with you. But I know pastors, and I know some of you are listening saying, boy, how do I get these people to do it? Give it to them. How do I get them to do it? Let them have it and stop trying to control every aspect of it. And somebody like Shannon's going to take it to the next level. Shannon, give us some other thoughts before we close out.
I would say go to YouTube. I am a huge fan of YouTube. My husband's looking at me like, I know.
You can find out how to do everything on YouTube.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube for anything. But when I first took over...
Oh, by the way, did I get you your...
I was just going to ask, did you learn how to use the angle grinder on YouTube?
I learned how to use the angle grinder, so I borrowed...
You still have your hands.
Yeah, Bobby is a construction guy. He's actually a surveyor. And I knew he would have the tools, so I called him and I'm like, I need an angle grinder. Do you know what that is? But when I called you, I did not even know what an angle grinder was, but I said, what do I need to do to chop down this metal fence in my backyard?
Were you terrified when you started it?
I watched all those videos that you told me to watch. Okay. Scared me to death.
You're like, here goes my leg.
Yeah, no, they're scary. I Googled angle grinder
accidents,
and that's not pretty. No. So I put my son's catcher's gear on. No joke.
Oh, we should have Facebook Live this.
Head to toe. The catcher's mask, everything, gloves, everything. And I was down there and I sweated for like 2.5 hours, but I got it down.
Yeah. He actually said to me a couple of days after he gave you that tool.
Yeah.
I wonder if Pastor still has his hands.
Sorry.
All 10 digits. All 5 digits. That's pretty funny.
All five.
So yes, I've got to get that back to you. Okay.
So YouTube, like
YouTube,
yeah. Is there specific accounts or people you follow, subscribe to?
There are a few that I watch on a regular basis. Pro Church Media.
Brady Shears.
Brady Shear is genius.
Oh, you too.
Yes. Oh, he's
good, total man crush. I mean,
I tagged him on Instagram and he liked my tag and I totally had to face or do the screenshot. I sent it to like everybody I know.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
I think Michael got it too. I was like, yes. So,
Brady, if you're listening and you ever want to sponsor this podcast, please reach out. It's like Kylie. That's an idea.
He's like, y'all do it wrong, guys.
Yeah.
So Brady Shear and Alex Mills have a YouTube page and their channel is so good. They cover everything from church, social media, what not to include in your church service, how to reach millennials, how to reach Gen Zs, how to, you name it, they cover it. And it's so, so good. I have a whole notebook. Like, this is my social media notebook. These are all my notes I take from YouTube.
Now, Shannon, you've actually taught at Idea Day events, haven't you?
No, I've never taught at Idea Day.
Okay.
Idea
Day West.
Guess what you're doing now.
Idea Day West 2020, January. And by the way, you can actually register for that at ideaday.church, ideanetwork.church. In the Idea West that's coming up, Idea Day West, you can come out and Shannon will be teaching on the concept of developing more social media. So come out. Hey guys, I hate that we have to wrap this up, but that's our time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.